Dear brethren, God bless you. We are here today with Brother Joseph, and we will ask him some questions about the end time. Brother Joseph, God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Praise the Lord.
Brother Joseph, you have already told us in the past that the financial crisis will lead to a financial crash. Can you please tell us what will happen after the financial crash, according to the prophecies?
Well, after the financial crash, which is provoked by the devil, of course, and his followers, control of the bank system, there will be the mark of the beast, simply. The financial crash, it's prophesied in the Bible in Daniel 11:20, and that's the financial crash, which falls in a few days, not in anger, not in battle. It's followed by verse 21, Daniel 11:21, which is the rise of the Antichrist. So immediately after the financial crash, it says in Daniel 11:21, it says, in his place shall rise a vile person. That's the Antichrist. And you can see that until the end of the chapter. So basically, the mark of the beast will take the place of the present world financial system. You understand? So that's why the international bank, which is Antichrist from A to Z and beyond, so that's why they are provoking it purposely. You understand? It's like the devil told Jesus in Luke chapter 4, all right, that is the world has been given unto him, who gave it to him, not God, but the sins of humanity. And in 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says that the devil is the god of this world. So it's like it's the devil pulling the strings, really. All right, World War II didn't happen because of an accident. It was provoked. Hitler provoked it. Vietnam didn't start by an accident. American provoked it. The war in Iraq didn't start by accident. The American pretended they were weapons of mass destruction. They want to control the world. The Russians did the same dirty tricks. So everything happens for a reason. So the finances are collapsing because the devil wants to put in place the mark of the beast, which you can read the revelation in Revelation 13. A mark of the beast without which you cannot buy, you cannot sell, understand? So if you cannot buy, you cannot sell, that means that with the mark of the beast, people can buy and sell. You see, today the money of the world is not based anymore, anchored, based on gold. It's based on nothing. It's based on lies of the politician. It's based on the armies of the nations, on the military. People put faith in a politics, in a nation, because it's like America. So, because as long as America is strong, they believe in the dollars. If America goes down, the dollar goes down. Understand? So as soon as this financial crash happens, automatically the mark of the beast will take place. And with that, people will need that to buy and sell. You understand?
Why does the devil put the mark of the beast? Why he uses that?
Right, it's not very polite, is it? He puts that because, you see, the Antichrist rulers who control the banking systems, and I'm not talking about the little girl working in a bank counting the money, or even the little director of the bank who just getting a salary. Those guys is not the banking system. Those guys, they could be like people selling fruit and vegetables. Instead of selling fruit and veggie or selling second-hand car, they work in a bank. They are not the devil's people I'm talking about. You don't need to control 100,000 employees of a big world bank to control the bank. You just need to control 4, 5, 6, 10 guys. The president, the under-president, the under-under-president, and the under-under. You just need to control 10 people, put them on top of the pyramids, and they control the 100,000 people. Understand? You just need a Hitler to control Germany. You just need a Stalin to control Russia, and so on. So the financial system basically will collapse, and the mark of the beast will take place.
Why does the devil use the mark of the beast? What's the purpose?
The purpose is because while the financial system is controlling the body of the people, all right, the body of the people through finances, control the governments, control the material things, control the furniture you own, the house you own, the car you own through hypotheques. All right, so while the owners of the banks are more than satisfied, or should be, which they'll never be, because it's impossible to satisfy greed, all right, not even God can satisfy greed. So while the people of the world are or should be satisfied with possessing everything in the world, their director, their president, their chief is not satisfied with that. Because the chief, the ruler of this organization, International IMF, International Mafia Funds, International Monetary Funds, or whatever you want to call it, the ruler is actually Satan. The devil was talking to Jesus, looked chapter 4 and said that the world has been given unto me, I give it to whoever I want. The devil decides to give the power in this world, who the president should be, president of a bank should be, etc. Except for a miracle of God, when God chooses a ruler like King Cyrus or etc., the king of Persia in the Bible. Sometimes God will make exception and you pick somebody, okay? God can decide that. He reserved the right to him. So while these guys are controlling the world, okay, the one controlling them is not happy with controlling the material things of the world. He wants to control the souls. Why? He wants to send people to hell. And through the mark of the beast, he does exactly that. Because the Bible says that whosoever receives the mark of the beast will go to the lake of fire and shall be tormented day and night in the presence of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and God, and the angel. Shall be tormented day and night in fire and brimstone forever and ever. He will be in suffering. And you can read that in Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 until 13. It says exactly that, word by word.
If we cannot buy or sell, how will we survive? And have you ever been, Brother Joseph, in similar situations like the Mark of the Beast situation will be, where you couldn't buy or you couldn't sell and you are persecuted for your faith?
Well, I thank the Lord I've never been in a Mark of the Beast situation. But I have been in situations where I couldn't buy, I couldn't sell, in the sense that for a very simple thing. There was no Mark of the Beast. But there was no money, you know, like many missionaries have found out, it's like, we didn't have money. And we had to live, in fact, even today, we live without that. We didn't have a salary. In fact, for 37 years, I've been living without a salary. I've been living like there was the mark of the beast in the world, to a certain proportion, of course, not as bad. For 37 years, and I have 6 children, I have a wife, we live, we have a car, we have expenses, and we have a lot of expenses. Okay, in our mission, we spend like 10 times as much. We're a group of 10 people here, in fact, 11. And it's like we're spending much, much more, 11 people. We spend because we have a mission. We visit people, sometimes we give money to somebody who needs, sometimes we give food, sometimes we travel here, we travel there, etc. I mean, it costs money, and we need to buy equipment. So how did we do this? Well, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, he says, don't take gold, don't take silver, but in whatever city you go, investigate who is worthy and there abide. So basically when we needed money, okay, like we went to India, people they needed, they don't even have money to buy shoes. How do we survive? We survived. So what we do, some people help our mission. We preach the gospel, we pass the hat. There are people who give us the tithe. People give us donations. People give donation every month. People give donation when they can. And that's how we survive. But that's not enough. Sometimes people just don't give because most of the people who give the gospel don't respond with donation because the gospel has to stay free. And not many people understand that missionary need help. So how do we do that? Miracles. The Lord has us meet the right person, the right people, like our sister Angela. She went to the fruit and veggie market one day. So two foreigners, two strangers approached a girl and a man and a girl. They went to, excuse me. Say yes. She looked to them and she never seen them. She was holding one of our children who was 2-3 years old by the hand. And they said, we want to give this to you. And they gave a pack of money, a lot of money. She came up and said, my goodness, somebody gave a pack of money. You know, they could have been angels. And I could tell you other stories like that. God steps in, you understand?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So that's why you can live under the mark of the beast, you understand?
Like, can you give us some more practical ideas to actually survive during the mark of the beast?
Look, for example, Elijah. If you read the story of Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 17, Elijah was a situation that he sent a curse against the Ahab and Jezebel, and he said, for 3.5 years, it shall not rain. And he cursed the weather, it didn't rain. It shall not rain except on my word. And then Jezebel and Ahab, they were looking for him to kill him every way. But he went to hide, first by a brook of water, a spring of water. And then when the water dried up and the ravens were bringing meat 2 times a day, then he said, now I want you to go and hide in the widow, by the widow of Sarepta. A widow, I commanded a widow to take care of you. She took care of him for 3.5 years. Of course, God miraculously provided for her. And this was like 3.5 years of tribulation, so to speak, where the Antichrist was, Ahab, the king of Israel, was a form of Antichrist. Jezebel was a form of the false prophet. And the 3.5 years were a form of great tribulation. He survived. And during the tribulation, God told Elijah, when he said, everybody's worshiping Baal, God corrected and said, no, we're not, they don't. I reserved 7,000 people, did not bow their knee to Baal, I didn't kiss him. So during the tribulation, there's going to be a time of exploits. They're going to be Christians, like it says in Daniel 11:32, they that do know their God, the virgin with all who know God, it says, they that do know their God shall do exploits. Shall do mighty works. They be the 144,000. They be the two witnesses of Revelation 11. They shall be Christians who are willing to die for Jesus, but they will witness and evangelize. And there will be, in fact, there have been prophets all over the world who said, there was a prophet, there was a guy who died a few years ago, went to heaven, and Jesus said, I'm going to convert 1 billion young people to me in a few years. Just in the next 4 or 5 years, he says, I'm going to convert 1 billion young people. A guy died, went to heaven, and came back. Hallelujah.
Brother Joseph, what do you think the mark of the beast will be?
The Bible doesn't specify what it is. It just says that it will have something to do with the 666, right? Well, the most of the Bible teachers of the world today, including me, we agree that it is most probably is going to be the microchip. And anyway, if it's not a microchip, but it's a microchap, or is whatever you want to call it, or postage stamp on your forehead, or if it's a rubber stamp on your back of your head, I don't care, whatever it is. It really doesn't matter what it's going to be. It's going to be a mark of the beast that will send you to hell if you receive it. Personally, I agree it's going to be the microchip, because there does not exist anything else. The Antichrist scientists have not worked on anything else except concentrating on the microchip. Now, it's been created by Digital Angel. It's a company in America. Okay, you can check. You can go on internet. And they sell it to hospitals everywhere. And you can make a research. You see that American authorities have experimented it on thieves, on criminals, on rapists, on etc. And when they put the microchip can be programmed in a way that the rapist doesn't rape, the thieves doesn't steal, the murderer doesn't kill. Like it sends signals, because now the neuroscience of the brain is very much advanced. They can send signals and tell your brain what to do, just you don't know. All right. So this microchip can be programmed against accepting Jesus Christ. That's why it sends you to hell. It doesn't send you to hell because you see the microchip, but because the microchip has the power, the demonic power, to stop Christ, to stop the Savior. That's what sends people to hell. You understand? So I believe it's going to be the microchip. This microchip actually is like a computer. It's as big as a grain of rice. Now they even made it even smaller than that. And it's improving all the time. And it's a monstrosity. It has inside 250,000 electronic components. It's more complicated than a computer. And if it was only to verify your identity, it would have been okay. But guess what? It's also a radio transceiver. Why in the world would a government want to make a microchip and stick it on your head and make it transceiver? Of course it wants to control you. You understand? Why in the world would make a transceiver? You're trying to make me a remote control machine? But that's exactly what they want to do. Only the people that receive, they don't know. The people that received the mark of the beast, quote unquote, of Adolf Hitler or Nazism, they didn't know they were programmed by Nazism. They thought Nazism was a good idea. Or any murderer, any thieves, he doesn't know it's wrong to do that. They think it's a great idea. Every pedophile you talk to, every Satanist worshipping Satan, they don't think it's a bad idea. They'll kill you in the name of communism or politics or whatever. I mean, the Americans are now killing in Iraq and Afghanistan in the name of democracy. What a baloney. That's not democracy. That's murder. And the Russians, the communists, they've done the same. So I believe the microchip, is the mark of the beast. It will control people. And in fact, look, if you want to go to internet, look, there is a video that you can watch. You can go to YouTube, go to YouTube and you type "Welcome to the Machines, Hypnotized." Okay, and "Welcome to the Machines, Hypnotized." Okay, this is the title of the video, and it shows that there was a scientist a few years ago. He put a microchip on the head of a bull. You can see the video. And he was remote controlling this bull like a puppy. So much that they had this bull charging a matador, a guy with a red flag. The bull was charging up and down. And then the guy clicked on the computer, and while the bull was charging, stopped half a meter before the red flag. That's an impossibility. Nobody can stop a bull half a meter before a red flag. The microchip stopped him. So the microchip, you see the microchip, you become a zombie of a zombie of a robot of a nobody. Understand? Only you don't know. Because you remain the same person, but you can be programmed against stealing, against killing, against whatever, against Christ. Understand?
Is that why people go to hell if they receive the mark of the beast?
Exactly. Yes. Like I said before, it's not the microchip that sends you to hell, but the fact that the microchip, I repeat, the microchip stops the Savior, stops, just like it stops stealing, killing, etc., it can stop receiving Jesus Christ. Because the microchip tells your brain, stealing is wrong, killing is wrong. It doesn't speak in English, of course, just signals, okay? And it tells you Christ is a fake, Christ is not true. You know, of course, the Antichrist is going to have a worldwide religion, which has already started today. Okay, today the churches are uniting, the churches in the world. They're uniting. And it's called the emerging church. It's a globalized church. All the churches are united in a globalization in the name of peace. But peace is very funny because 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says the Antichrist will come through peace. When the Antichrist starts in Daniel 11:21, it says he will come in the name of peace. In Daniel chapter 8, verse 24, 25 over there, it says through peace he shall destroy many. Peace today is the banner. Just like democracy is the banner through which America goes around destroying countries and exploiting countries and oppressing people and making wars to bring democracy, they say. In reality, they're not better than the Nazi. So the Antichrist, because in a world who started a World War One, a World War Two, a World War here, a World War there, an American wars and a communist wars, the world wants peace. And the devil speaks the language of the world. So he's going to say, I came for peace. And the America are doing war in Iraq and Afghanistan to bring peace, they say. The Antichrist will do the same. He's going to start a bunch of wars, even atomic wars, according to Revelation 8 and 9, in the name of peace, to kill the bad people, of course. Understand? Amen.
Amen. A question. Will the mark of the beast be all over the world or just locally in a few places in the world?
Well, if you read in Revelation 13, okay, start from verse 3 until 8, it says the whole world worships the beast. The beast is another euphemism. It's like a name for the Antichrist. It's called the Antichrist in 1 John 2:18. In Revelation 11, 12, 13, and 17 is called the beast. There are four chapters, it's called the beast. It's still the Antichrist. And it's specified there about the mark of the beast, okay? And in the same chapter, Revelation 13, so we know it's the Antichrist, the mark of the beast. And in that chapter, it's called the beast. And it says that the whole world wandered and worshiped the beast. Revelation 13, read it. From verse 2 until the end, it's the world worshiping the beast. He wins every war. Nobody can stop him. The whole world will worship. Just like the German worshiping, it's a political worship, okay? I mean, it's not that they're worshiping Hitler with the candle and the incense. They were just worshiping Hitler by fighting his war, believing in him, and going to war and kill or be killed in the name of Hitler. It's a form of, that's more worship than a lot of Christians worshiping Jesus, if you ask me. So, the whole world will absolutely follow the Antichrist. It would be like the communists following Stalin and Nazi following Hitler. That was kind of local. This is going to be worldwide because it's going to be Satan incarnated, the devil in the flesh. There will be a spirit of Satan coming from hell possessing a political leader, and this leader will become the Antichrist. Understand? That's it.
Why do you strongly believe that the mark of the beast is the microchip?
Well, I believed because, first of all, it's not my belief, but like most, like the The most known Bible scholars today, the Bible teacher, they all agree, is the microchip. One reason is because there is not another thing that could control you. Alright, there is nothing existing that can control you, so smart. And Motorola, the ones that bought Digital Angel, you can check on internet, okay? Digital Angel, the inventor of the microchip, was bought by Motorola. Okay, this company, they spent a few million dollars and they researched for 1 year. You can check on internet. They researched for more than a year to see which was the best place to put the microchip in human beings. And, of course, they read the Bible. We could have told them we'd have spent the money. And they found out, guess what? The best place to put the microchip is on the right hand and on the forehead. Why the right hand? Because most people use the right hand. Why in the forehead? Because it seems like this microchip has a battery that gets automatically recharged, and to be recharged automatically, there needs a part of the body where the temperature goes up and down, constantly up and down, up and down. At the best place where the temperature of the body goes up and down is where, guess where? Right, the hand or the forehead. And they went for the right hand, but also the forehead, because some people don't have hands, okay? And maybe he's without the right hand, so that here comes the right head. So you can be without a hand, but you cannot be without a head. So if they don't get you by the hand, understand?
Wow, that's amazing. So actually they discovered what is actually written in the Bible. So yeah, the Bible is true.
Yeah, it's been written there since 2,000 years. They could have said a man, maybe sent it to some missionaries, they could have used to preach the gospel. They spent millions of dollars to discover what the Bible said, the right hand and forehead.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. In Revelation 13, it says that the mark of the beast is 666. Do these numbers have any meaning?
Well, look, I researched, and one thing I found out is that, first of all, there are three groups of six numbers, okay? So three groups is a six number, six and six, 666. That's already one thing. And then by a research I did, I found out that every person in the world is going to receive these 18 numbers. And I found the breakdown of the 18 numbers, and they are as follows. The first three numbers are going to be actually 666. So that they will not be mistaken. People will know this is the 666 of the Bible, okay? You have to be, even a blind will know. There's no mistake. Oh, I wonder if this is. Everybody receiving, they will know, they will contradict the Bible. That's why they go to hell, okay? So the first three numbers on every microchip, if it's a microchip or if it's going to be the macro, micro, whatever it's going to be, whatever the microchip will be, the first three numbers will be 666, exactly as you spell it. And then they're going to be the area code, like of the country. Every country will have a number. That's the second group of numbers. And then it's going to have the third group is going to be the area code. The area where you live. And then the fourth group is going to be your fiscal code. Putting all this number together, you come exactly to 18 numbers. So everyone in the world will have this group of 18 numbers. The fiscal code everybody already have. As soon as your baby is born, they give him a fiscal code. So all they need to do, they just need to add the 66, the country number, the telephone number, and the fiscal code.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Of course, me as a Christian, knowing that I will go to hell if I receive the mark of the beast, I will not receive it. But the people who are not strongly Christians, can they have any chance to stand against the mark of the beast and not receive it and not go to hell? How can we stand against the mark of the beast?
Well, first of all, if you're a Christian that you're born again, it's like you're not going to go to hell in any case. Because they see the Holy Spirit, which is in you, will protect you from the mark of the beast, okay? Just like all the Jews in Egypt, none of them got stuck in Egypt. One way or the other, the Holy Spirit managed all the Jews left Egypt, understand? Bible said the Lord knows what he is, and none will be lost. Jesus said, I thank you, Father, for the ones you gave me. None is lost, except one, the son of perdition, Judas, when it was, like, you know, people are not saved or false Christians, of course, because the Lord will protect, understand? So they can force you to receive the mark of the beast, because they'll tie you to a chair, they put the mark of the beast on you, that's like killing you, understand? From that moment, you're a robot, you are not you, understand? It's like you go rape a girl, it's like, you cannot say she came to bed with me, you raped a girl. And like you go to a bridge and throw a baby down, it's like, hey, It's like the baby can do nothing. So God will take care of the soul and the spirit world. So that's to answer the questions. But
somebody who is not born again, how can they stand against the mark of the beast? And can they stand against the mark of the beast if they're not born again?
A lot of people will be converted during the Great Tribulations. And that's why there are the 144,000, that there are the Christians who know their God, who evangelize.
So you're saying only through Jesus I can stand against the mark of the beast, only if I'm born again?
No, there will be people who are not saved, but they will stand against the Antichrist simply because they don't like his politics. There will be people like today that are anti-globalist, people who just put put the handkerchiefs on their mouth, they go around and they burn the police cars, they do manifestations, understand? There are these groups who do manifestations in the streets with flags against the globalists, okay? And these guys are not necessarily Christian. These guys burn cars, and these guys they go to the G8 meetings and they protest this and that. And a lot of people are going to refuse the mark of the beast, just like a lot of non-Christians rejected Hitler. A lot of non-Christians rejected the communism. And you don't have to be Christians to reject the mark of the beast. Of course, the greatest protection against the mark of the beast is receiving Jesus Christ. Because then Jesus protects you, like he says in Romans chapter 9, who can separate us from the love of Christ. Like the devil does not have power more than God. Once you receive Jesus in your heart, then the Holy Spirit is going to lead you. The Holy Spirit is going to inspire you to be obedient. It will inspire you to be faithful. And just like now, if you climb on top of a roof, and you're not going to jump down because you don't want to. The same story. If you know that the mark of the beast is from the devil, you're not going to receive that. So, dear brethren, dear friends, make sure you have Jesus in your heart. Make sure you have the Holy Spirit in your heart. Make sure you give your heart to Jesus. He will protect you forever. And you will never go to hell because Jesus in your heart will protect you.